Hi, this is Angela Mapuranga, and I am your specialist in financial systems application and bringing technology to the business. Are you a CFO? Are you an accounting leader that's looking to centralize your accounting operations and wondering how technology can come in and how you can automate? How can you work with your technology leaders to bring automation and just really support your centralized accounting function? Now, the key things that you would need to approach your technology team and look at how you can utilize that IT resources is in implementing an accounting software solution. And these are record-keeping technologies that will help you with your general ledger processes, your accounts payable, your account receivable functionality, and that could also encompass your payroll and reporting functions. In some cases, you also need to ask the question, are you going to be centralizing across functions, or is it only primarily in just one function? So if you're looking at across functionality, then you want to consider an ERP application, which enables you to have a more comprehensive view of your financial data, your financial information. You could also bring operations across not just the core financials, but think of your order to cash processes, your procure to payment processes, your asset retire processes, where now your purchasing functionality also can live within your technology and makes it just easier to have centralized view of the data. Is your team going to be sitting across different locations, or is your team all going to be in one location? So think of it this way. If you have a business with multiple operations across the country or even across the globe, or if you have plant locations and you're running shop floors all over the globe, there's no way that you're going to have people, you know, pulling in people from all these countries to sit in one location. So you most likely will have a distributed team, and you want a technology that they can be able to access no matter what location they're based out of. And those are the reasons why you want to consider having a, you know, just working with your technology team to see what's going to be the best application that can support your centralized function. Then the other question that you also want to look at is, do you want to spend resources on setting up your infrastructure, or are we looking at a more cloud-based solution that now becomes a software as a service, which we call cloud SaaS applications? These applications make it really easy to roll out because you don't have to spend a lot on the infrastructure side, and you can also add your licensing costs incrementally. So if you want to centralize your accounting operations region by region, or maybe even state by state or process by process, then you don't have to spend a lot of resources upfront in licensing or even the setup cost. You can do that gradually over time. And as your workload increases in the application, there's a sizing processes that you can go through which help you right size the function, so that way you don't have processes that are failing or performance issues with the application. Once you have the software question resolved, you now know what technology you're going to use. You know whether it's going to be an on-prem solution versus a SaaS product. You know how you're going to roll it out. Then now we can start talking about the security process. How do we want the users to authenticate? So think of it like, if you have a house, how do we give people keys to the house? Then once they get into the house, how many rooms do we want people to have access to? So that's what we think through when we start talking about security. It's the authentication to get into the application, which in this case will be your house. Then once you get into the application, we now need to also figure out the authorization. What rooms do you need to have access to within your house? So if you have a centralized operation and you have teams that maybe you have your general ledger team, you have your payables team, you have your receivables team, these teams also need to only have access to the functionality that they're going to be using and running. In talking about security setup, once you have the setup and you know how you're going to distribute this, before you complete that exercise and get the sign-off, you also want to engage your compliance teams, your internal audit teams, because a lot of times your accounting functions, particularly in North America, have to be SOX compliant. And in a lot of other countries, there's also certain government regulations that you have to make sure you abide to, and you get sign off from the right resources within your company to make sure that when it comes to audit time, you don't get a finding on your audit front. So those are just some of the few areas where you would need to at least consider when you bring in an IT leadership or you approach the IT technology team to see how can IT or how can technology support the accounting function in setting up your centralized accounting. Thank you. And this is Angela Mapuranga. Thank you.